Welcome to episode 22 of Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. Tonight we're going to be revisiting blends, and we're going to be taking a look at Great King Street by Compass Box, their artist's blend, and we're also going to be looking at Naked Grouse by...
Famous Grouse?
Famous Grouse, thank you, yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't know you were expecting me to speak.
Anyway, I was zoned out.
Sorry. Chip in. If I don't remember a name, yes, please. I need all the help I can get. Okay, so where to begin?
Okay, with Great King.
Yeah, I spent some time on the Compass Box website today, and they've got some really neat short videos on making whiskey. They call themselves whiskey makers rather than either distillers or blenders, and they. They feel that they buy grains and malt whiskies and various things from all over Scotland, and they really see themselves as creating something different, not just mixing a bunch of stuff together. There are so many things that affect the flavor of it, and they create a blend that they think will work, and then they marry it by actually putting it into a cask together for sometimes several months, sometimes a year, you know, whatever. So they come up with some pretty interesting stuff. Their Great King Street Artist Blend it's meant to be just kind of an everyday drinking whiskey. And it is, it's 46% grain, but 54% malt. And then Linkwood, Kleinleash, Highlands, you know, variety of Highlands in there. The cask is ex-bourbon, ex-sherry, a French oak hybrid, and it's 43% ABV. So, it's a lovely gold color. The other thing about Compass Box is they do no coloring and no filtering. That's kind of a point of pride with them. So, it's a lovely pale gold color. Smells good. A little bit of an alcohol aroma.
Definitely some sweetness to it.
Mm-hmm. Sweetness. It's, you know, even though it smells kind of alcohol-y, it's not harsh. Compared to its aroma, it's actually smooth tasting.
Mm-hmm. It's got a little bit of heat, but not, and you can taste the oak. You can taste, you know, some vanilla, some caramel. I don't know. They say in the tasting notes they're supposed to be fruit, and I haven't gotten that yet, but... Yeah, there's some kind of medium-level fruit, like not citrusy and not the, you know, dark plums and raisins, but more golden, like apricot.
Golden raisins.
Yeah. That's actually in the tasting notes, too.
How is it?
I hadn't read them. I did not cheat.
No, you didn't. And you're right.
Oh, cool.
And they say maybe some honey. No, I'm not. I have one more little taste and then we'll...
I think I'd have a little taste of honey on the back of my tongue.
Yeah, there might be some mild honey notes to it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a little bit of heat from the other, from the rye, the grain.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Yeah, it's not nauseous, though.
No, it's very tasty.
It's mm-hmm.
And the reviews are basically that this is just a good kind of all-round, everyday sort of whiskey. It's not meant to, you know, knock your shoes off or socks off or whatever. And it's not, but it doesn't taste cheap or icky.
It doesn't taste like Scoresby.
No.
Thank goodness.
We'll never live that down.
Nope, not ever.
Could be worse.
Oh, could be lots worse. I'm sure there's things worse than Scoresby. Haven't tasted them, but there could be.
They're out there.
They are out there somewhere. Okay. Anything else about Great King that we need to know?
No, but I would visit the Compass Box site and look at some of their little videos. They're short, so you don't have to invest, you know, hours into... Mm-hmm. Learning about it, but they're very helpful and, you know, just give you a different view of the blending and rather than the distilling process, which I think is kind of fun.
Well, I know we can use the Google to find it, but do you have a web address for the Compass Box?
No, I don't.
Oh. So the next on our little list today, we only have the two, is the naked grouse, which, as John mentioned, is part of the famous grouse family. And I just looked up online that it's produced by Edrington, and which also operates McAllen, Highland Park, Glenrothes, Cardisark, and the famous grouse. And they recently launched, it says recently, I don't know what time, when this was put out, 11 months ago. They recently put out this spinoff of the grouse line, Naked Grouse. So
they plucked all his little feathers off.
And one of the other sites that I looked at said that the reason, I guess one of the reasons, maybe, or the reason that it's called Naked Grouse is because they use casks that have never had whiskey in them, so they're naked casks.
Oh, but they have had other things in them, like sherry or...
Well, yeah, actually...
The sherry cask.
It does have Oloroso sherry is what it's finished.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But well, let me find that again. This is a different site. Jeez. You have to ask questions, Margaret.
So
now
I
have to go find the answer again.
Well, in my reading, it says it's a blended malt whiskey featuring single malts from Glenturret, Glenrothes, Highland Park, and the McAllen.
Oh, so from all their houses, then.
Okay.
Yeah, and these were aged in first and second fill American and European oak before blending together.
Hmm. So this is a single... blended malt whiskey as opposed to just a blended whiskey. So there's no grain other than barley in here.
Yeah, right, it's a blend of single malts, yeah.
It smells really good.
And the blend is then finished in first fill Oloroso sherry butts for 6 months further.
Right.
It's like toffee or something. It's a darker color, a nice amber.
It is chill filtered, and it's bottled at 43% alcohol by volume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, straight from the nakedgrouse.com. website. It says it's used first filled sherry casks, as you mentioned. These are casks that have never held whiskey, naked casks we call them. So this liberating leap into the unknown didn't just work, it was a joyful exuberance of flavor. It also says things like and from this sprung, a whole live naked ethos, celebrating freedom, that liberating moment of release when you drop the act and can get back to the real you, the naked you, tie off, bra off, laptop shut. So we have our laptop open, and I'm not sure if anybody else is wearing underwear. But anyway.
I am. I just like to say that. Yeah.
But we will enjoy it anyway. Even though we have all those things that they said to not have.
Well, I don't think any of us is wearing a tie. But
I know, that's true.
That's
true.
No
didn't go very well with my t-shirt.
No.
Yeah.
So. Okay. This smells really good. It smells rich and almost molasses-y or...
Yeah, it smells like a very sweet syrup kind of scent.
Mm-hmm.
It's nice.
It's very smooth.
It doesn't taste that sweet, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
Yeah, and the price point on this is about, it depends on where you get it, but it can run with all the taxes and fees, and depending on the state in which you reside. Mm-hmm. We paid $44.99 after all the taxes and it was $34.99.
Okay. So $35,
And then with the taxes and stuff.
And I think the Compass Box was about that also. So neither of these fall into the dirt cheap, but they're not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah, they're not $19.99 like some other ones that we've had that are quite good. But so I guess they're more the middle of the road and the price range for normal people.
Mm-hmm. Very tasty.
Yeah, it is.
Well,
I like
you can
it.
Definitely taste the sherry and oak.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not smoky. I'm not quite sure what the... It's just it doesn't have that caramel or sweet or honey to it. It's a darker darker palate somehow, but very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And a little smoother than the Compass Box.
Says this other website says it was designed for the older millennials. I think that's...
Older millennial.
I think that's a little bit insulting, but I don't think... Well, I'm definitely not a millennial, older or otherwise.
It's for other millennials, but I like it too.
But yeah. I like it too. Maybe because I'm older millennial at heart.
Yeah.
No.
Our kids are older millennials?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I just get really confused with all of that. let's see. I was just going to see if this said anything else. It was launched in 2001.
But they can't afford it.
Yeah, they can't our kids can't afford it.
I know. So did you find any tasting notes on it? What are we supposed to be tasting? I'm always...
That's what I was looking for. Oh, I saw something and then I had to go look at something else for you.
Sorry. I have written down here that the nose is smooth and oily with notes of sherry compote, buttered granary toast, malt, custard, and peach. The palate is sherried and thick with notes of sultanas. I'm not sure. I'm not really...
That's a raisin. I think that's like a golden raisin, maybe.
Sticky toffee pudding, raspberry jam, Victoria sponge, custard, and creme caramel. Which, most of which I'm not familiar with. I'm assuming that this was written by someone who was British. The finish is medium with notes of cocoa, oak, and just a soupçon of smoke on the very tail. What's a soupçon?
On the tail of a grouse?
A little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's on the tail of the grouse. See?
But it's a naked grouse, so it's naked, kind of unsightly.
Is it
actually
ready for the pot? Or?
I don't know. It doesn't seem very nice. Yeah. For the grouse, anyway.
Mm. And just so you know, the bottle for Naked Grouse is quite naked. It doesn't have a big label on it. It has a little label around the neck, which you can see if you look at the picture on our website or on our Instagram. And but the bottle has a, it's molded, has a molded picture of the grouse, just like on the famous grouse. But it's very pretty. I don't know that it's going to show up very well in the pictures. It's, I'm not... None of us are photographers, so...
And the grouse that is impressed in the glass is wearing his feathers.
Yes, he is not naked.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. The bottle is naked, but not the...
Exactly.
Not the grouse itself. So both of these are good, but I think my favorite is the naked grouse because it doesn't have as much of the heat, as you call it. I do like heat now and then, but for like an everyday kind of thing, I wouldn't want... Mm-hmm. That type of heat.
I think the legs on the compass box are better. It's it really makes a nice bit of rain around the glass.
Yeah, I like them both. Actually, I think if I had to choose, you know, again for like a daily, I could drink either of them. Actually, maybe a slight preference for the compass box, but they're both very tasty in their own way and very different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. quite different.
The naked grouse is kind of more of a dark, rainy weather sitting at home by the fire.
Yeah,
you know?
It has more of a comfort.
Yeah.
Comforting feeling.
Kind of a comfort food kind of thing. Whereas the compass box is kind of like, hi, I'm a Scotch. How are you doing?
He's doing fine, he said.
I know.
That's right.
He's making toast all on his own. Yeah.
That's right. It did say toast.
It did say toast. There is toast in it.
Okay. Now we're going to add just a itty bit of water. See how that goes.
First, did you do that already?
I did.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see you do it.
I was stealthy.
John was glaring at me. So. I don't know why, but he was. Okay, so we'll try the Great King Street with some water.
Not bad. Again, since it's kind of a daily scotch, feel free to add a little water or
I think it tempers it a little bit.
Not quite so much.
It cut the heat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it might welcome an ice cube or so.
Yeah.
I felt like it mellowed it a little bit.
I don't think it it took away from the flavor.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No, the flavor's still there, but I don't feel that same heat.
Took the edge off the alcohol. Mm-hmm. And the flavor's just really coming through. It's nice.
And now the naked grouse.
I don't know that it did anything.
No, I think it's kind of
it was untouched.
Untouched. Yeah.
So
still really good.
Maybe with more water or more ice or something like that, it would do something. But with the little bit we put in, it did not.
Yeah. With the tiny bit, it did not hurt it, and it's still very, very tasty. I still get all the fruit flavor and the scent from it. It's just really nice.
Oh, so there you have it.
So two very different, but both very tasty blends. One is a blended scotch, meaning that it does have some grain in it. The other is blended malt, meaning that it's all barley. And
yeah, we couldn't have chosen
in the moderate price range.
Yeah, we couldn't have chosen two more different.
No.
Because we didn't actually, I mean, I knew what Marlis had said she purchased, but I didn't like look it up to see what it was about. So we just blindly chose something. I couldn't find the one I really wanted. So I'm going to continue to look for that. And if we find it, we will have another blended scotch episode.
Yeah, there are lots to go.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Many more scotches.
There's it's endless. It's endless out there. It's just finding it all, because we actually went to four liquor stores today.
Oh, my God.
We didn't go to the grocery stores, but I figured if the liquor stores didn't have what I wanted, the grocery store probably wouldn't.
That's probably
true. So, when we go down to Oregon, we're going to
see if we can find it down there.
See if we can find the one that
it was Black Bull?
Black Bull. The Black Bull we could not find. And I know I got it at Total Wine before, and the guy at one of the liquor stores just kind of made a face at me when I said what I was looking for, and like he didn't know what I was talking about.
Where do you usually buy that? I said, well, we don't.
If we
doesn't mean we shouldn't.
We found it once before, but we can't find it now. And he just kind of walked away, I guess.
Well, no, the phone rang and he walked away. And I'm like, okay, we're leaving now. Thanks. Yeah. Actually, John said thanks. And I said, what for? He wasn't horribly helpful.
He was that's true. Usually I have you know, pretty good service from that particular liquor store, but this guy just didn't seem to care.
No, well, he did ask if we needed, if we weren't finding what we wanted. But
yeah.
But anyway, I was grouchy today, so it's probably best I just left.
It's only Saturday. We have Sunday to get over it.
That's right.
We'll all be doing good that
by then. I know.
Yeah. Well, these are pretty good.
They are. Both.
Fortunately, I like the one best. That's the one that we got, so I get to take it home. And Marlis's favorite is the one she gets to get.
Yeah.
So it all worked out.
I know.
Perfect.
I know.
I love them both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they are both good.
Yeah. So explore blends. You know, do some reading. Find some other blends that are good. Let us know.
Email us.
Yeah, definitely.
Nummy Things.
What's our email address?
funwithscotch@gmail.com.
If you want us to try and profile something, or you know something that's really good, or there's a type of whiskey that we have not touched on, or spirits of some kind we haven't touched on, because we do other things besides scotch. We've done rum. We've done gin. American whiskeys, bourbon. Have we done Canadian whiskey yet?
No.
Okay. No, we have not.
We need to go to Canada.
That's right.
Oh, Canada.
Take off, eh?
Take off, eh? We'll wear toques.
I'll bring a toque.
Yeah. All that good
there
stuff.
There will be no toques.
That's it.
It'll be summer probably, so.
No, it doesn't have to be. We can wait till December, and we're going to make you wear a toque.
Oh, jeez.
I think we should try tequila sometime.
And tequila.
Yes.
Tequila.
And mezcal. Okay. There are many spirits that are
there are many
tasty.
Spirits. I also want to try brandy and port.
I Good think God. Should,
sherry. There's all many spirits. This could go on till we're 85.
It could.
Like very next easily. Year.
Next year.
No, I just feel like I'm 85 today.
For us older millennials.
Yes, for us older millennials. Yeah. None of us are near the age of 85, just in case anyone was wondering.
Hi, sweetie. Kitty alert. Hi.
Does that make me a millennial because I thought I'd be dead by the year 2000?
No.
Oh, no? Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay. Well, I guess we better wrap this up.
All right, then.
And we'll be back next time with who knows what.
I know. Right. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Enjoy.